Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin.
Good evening and welcome to Amity Warrior Basketball. Thanks for joining us tonight. We are at Valley Catholic High School in Beaverton, Oregon, and the home of the Valiants. And the Valiants come into this game against the Amity Warrior boys with a 19-6 record, 10-2 in their league, which is, well, let's just say they are ready for the state tournament when they get done with their league action. Amity 15-12 overall, 8-4 in league, ranked 17th in the state. Valley Catholic currently ranked 2nd. And of course, those rankings can be a little deceptive early in the season, but by this point, it's a pretty good indication of where you are as a team when you look at that ranking and how you've done on the year. And Valley Catholic has had an excellent season. They may have 6 losses, but when you look at who they lost to, they lost to Seton Catholic out of Washington, who's 15-5. I have no idea, but that was a 5-point loss. Lost to Junction City, a 4A school, by 2 points on the road. They lost to Astoria, a good 4A program, at Astoria. They then got going on their league schedule on the 4th of January. They ripped off, 7 wins in a row to start their league season, including beating De La Salle North Catholic by 9, who I believe is the number 3 team in the state, and Westside Christian, the number 1 team in the state, by 10 points. And then they had a loss to De La Salle, a bad loss, on the 30th of January. It's one of those losses that you look at, I don't know anything about the game, but you look at the score and you're like, well, something wasn't right. Somebody was out injured. Something happened, because they lost that game by 33 points at home to De La Salle North Catholic. Turned around, got a couple of wins, then had a loss to Westside Christian by 14. Came back with a win against Portland Adventist. Lost to De La Salle North Catholic by 8 in their district tournament, and then bounced back to beat Oregon Episcopal by 20 or so, or 16, to get them the number 3 seed coming out of their league, except they're number 2 overall in the state. So it's one of those interesting things, right? Like, they play in a league with Horizon, or with Westside Christian and De La Salle North Catholic, who are the other top 3 teams in the state. So you have 1, 2, and 3 all playing in this same league. Now, I say that with a caveat, because there's one team that is the team to beat, and they're not ranked in the top 3, and that is, of course, Cascade Christian down in Medford. Cascade Christian does a little funky thing where they play a bunch of big schools, 5A and 6A schools, early in the season. They get some losses, they get some wins, but those things, because they're more than 2 classifications above them, or more than 1 classification above, they're 2 or 3 classifications above, they don't impact their ranking the same way. And so they don't have a ranking, even though, you know, they were 10 games into their pre-league schedule. They have no ranking because they haven't played a 3A or 4A team. So that, all that to say, Cascade Christian is the team to beat. And then the next 3 teams are, these 3 out of this, Lewis and Clark League, Westside Christian, Valley Catholic, and De La Salle North Catholic. And of course, there's quite the history there with De La Salle North Catholic having really the best 3A basketball program over the last probably 10 years. They've been consistent year in and year out, putting up just some outstanding programs there, coming out and doing well at the state tournament. Some legendary state performances from De La Salle North Catholic. Valley Catholic, of course, has bounced between 4A and 3A over the years, as recently as 17 and 18. As recently as 18 and 19, I know, they were a 4A school. And so enrollment goes down a little bit. Doesn't always affect your sports programs, especially at private schools. So Valley Catholic is a force to be reckoned with. They have a rich heritage of sports. They won the girls 3A soccer this year. They were 2nd last year. Just an outstanding girls soccer program. Their boys soccer is not too bad. I don't think they have a football team. They've had some really good volleyball teams over the years. I remember back in 2012, Amity came here and got absolutely annihilated on this floor back in 2012 in the state tournament. And then, of course, their basketball programs on the boys' side for sure have been very good over the last few years. Amity comes into this playing some good basketball. They've, outside of a loss, a couple of losses to Dayton, one at the district tournament, and then one back on the 30th of January. Those are the only two losses they have since January 11. They beat everybody else in the league, most of them by pretty comfortable margins along the way to accumulating that 8-4 record, then just absolutely crushed Warrenton in the first round over in Amity. That was a game that was fairly close. Warriors started out good, and then Warrenton came back, and actually it was a close game after one quarter. And then the second quarter, it was still close. I think it was a two-point game at halftime, or a one-point game at halftime. It was like 23-22 or something like that at halftime. And then in the third quarter, Amity just absolutely blitzed them and showed kind of what they're capable of on both ends of the floor. Hitting shots, getting out and running, rebounding well, and playing some great defense. The challenge tonight, and I don't know much about this Valley Catholic team, other than I can look at who they play and how they've done. They're big. Bigger than any team we've seen all year by far. They're going to start 2 6'7" kids. They've got a 6'8" kid who's a senior on the bench. And then they've got a couple of 6'3", like, on their roster at least. They've got four other guys listed at 6'3". Amity, we list Thandi Dyer at 6'4". And Howard and Oyua at 6'3". Oyua is probably 6'2". JJ might be 6'3". But the bottom line is this is a big team. They are long, and they've got, I'm pretty sure, I've been able to identify who the point guard is in watching their warm-ups, Zach Pippen. And they haven't taken any shirts off, so I can't see their numbers. But just watching them warm up, he's in just total control out there. Just a hyper-confidence you can watch him warm up with. Not a cockiness as much as just an uber-confidence. Watching him shoot, pass, lead the team out there on the floor, so. Warriors will have their work cut out for them. They're going to have to play some great defense. They're going to have to put a body on somebody every time a shot goes up. Got to get back on transition defense. After missed shots, you can't lollygag. You can't try to crash the offensive glass. You're not going to have the rebounding advantage, which means when that shot goes up, you got to have like three guys getting back immediately. That would be my philosophy anyway, that you want to make sure that you are not giving up any easy transition baskets. So you want to make sure that when you shoot the ball on the offensive end, you've always got multiple guys getting back on defense to stop that transition. You don't want anything easy for Valley Catholic. You don't want them to feel that momentum of fast break baskets. And this is a team that will throw some dunks down on you, too, if you give them the opportunity. And so you don't want them to have that extra bit of adrenaline going. And so you want to take that away. Important for the Warriors to stay out of foul trouble, but at the same time be physical with the big guys, JJ and whoever else, who else is starting, Keon starting with him. I mean, Brandon Ayer, they've got to put a body on guys and hold that position every time a shot goes up. I'm getting ready for the introductions here. Valley Catholic is blue and white as well, so they've got their home white uniforms with blue and gray trim. Amity has their road black uniforms with white numbers and letters and dark blue highlights. Valley Catholic floor is a pretty traditional floor, but it's got the biggest center court logo in the world. That thing is just a monster. The Valiants are a knight with a big shield and a long a broadsword kind of thing. And that logo has got to be, I mean, okay, so you know a volleyball court has the two 10-foot lines, so that's 20 feet from 10-foot line to 10-foot line. The logo goes over both sides of that and almost as wide as the volleyball court. It's a monstrous logo. So we're getting ready for our national anthem here in just a moment. So we will hang in there. And gotta make sure. Star, and it is not threatening or ridiculing anyone in its attendance based on their race, gender, they're getting ready for that, and then they'll have the national anthem here, and we will. All right, here we go for the national anthem. We are set for starting lineups here from Valley Catholic High School, home of the Valiants. First up will be your Warriors. Got a nice little student section that traveled here today. Got the girls basketball team, of course. And about another probably 15 students or so made the trip over. Maybe more than that, maybe 20 more students, plus cheerleaders. So for the Warriors tonight, it's Brandon Ayer, J.J. Howard, Andrew Grove, Trent Carton, and Keon Vrell. So the four seniors and Vrell the junior. For Valley Catholic, it'll be the 5'10 junior point guard Zach Pippen, 6'1 junior guard Justin Hahn, 6'7. Well, the lights just went out, so I gotta wait until they come back on. I do like the little spotlight action. Lights go out, the student section has their phones on, their flashlights on, spotlight at center court. And I had that right on who Pippen was, number three. Oh, yeah, my wife's got a flashlight for me. She's smarter than I am. It'll be Zach Pippen, the 5'10 junior guard. Justin Hahn, a 6'1 junior guard. Noah Holub, a 6'7 senior. Luke Jerusi, a 6'7 junior. And Jackson Ferris, a 6'3 junior. If you notice anything about that lineup, they are poised for back-to-back great years here. They start four juniors and a senior. We are ready to go. The lights are back on in the gym. I like that. Maybe something we'll do a little of in our new gym. We've talked about that a little bit, be able to have those lights go on and off real easy and set that up. So, all right, we are ready to go. Jumping center will be Holub, the 6'7", senior, jumping with Howard. And Holub out jumps JJ by about a foot. Wow. They go down low to Holub. He cross courts it. Jerusi fighting underneath, fouled by JJ. You can't have that. They had good defense. Jerusi wasn't expecting the pass from Holub. Kind of almost traveled with it, trying to get his balance. Aird had good position on him. He was trying to gather himself. JJ came across and hammered him from behind. Not a good foul to start things off. He won't be in the game very long. First free throw missed by Jerusi. As I mentioned, 6'7". So that pass was 6'7 to 6'7 from block to block. It's gonna be tough for the Warriors to stop that interior passing. Gets the second one. Howard working against Ferris. Ferris built like an offensive lineman at 6'3", probably 250 pounds, 245 pounds. He's a big guy. Carton on the right angle with it, being guarded by Hahn. Gets to the elbow, pulls up, a little strong, bounces around, rebound by Holub. Holub to Ferris. Ferris back to Holub. Gets it up to Pippen. Pippen wants to drive on Grove. Hooks a pass out to Hahn. Fakes the three. Steps to his right. Now on top to Holub. Holub, right side, Ferris drives, goes baseline, hangs and scores. Took a hard fall there, but Jackson Ferris attacking that right baseline. And good elevation, like I said, built like a lineman. tough to handle that. You gotta, can't let him go right and get through his strong hand there. Carton on the left wing. Crosses over, gets in deep, back out to Vrell. Aired on the right wing. On top, Howard takes the three. Buries it! JJ ties it up. Great job, JJ, from about 22 feet. Just snap that wrist. That's going to draw that defense out a little further, maybe give him a chance to drive. Holub on top, swings over to Pippen on the left angle, takes a three, no good. Rebound, Aird. Aird pushes hard, nothing there, slows down across the timeline and hands off to Grove. Grove swings left side. It's Carton with it. Carton starts to drive, back out to JJ, fumbles that one, hands off to Grove. Grove, a deep three, too strong. Rebound, Holub. Holub gets it to Hahn. Hahn up the right side. Looks inside. Nothing there. JJ fronting. Baseline. Pippen drives. Fouled by Grove as he attacks the left baseline. Brought it back with the right hand. On the strong side of the basket there. And got fouled by Grove. To the line. Zach Pippen. Bangs the first one home. 6:04 left to go, first quarter. Pippen looks to extend the lead to 5-3. And he does. They're 3 out of 4 from the foul line. Warriors have yet to get there. Grove, left front court, Pippen on him. Works to his right. Little hesitation dribble. Swings to Carton on the right wing. Carton goes to his left. Gets in deep. Pulls up short range. A little too hard. Got his own rebound. Resets to JJ. Skip pass over to Aird. Left side. Drives baseline. Hangs. Left it short. Little intimidation there, I think. Holub will walk it up the floor. 6-7. Handling the ball. Over to Pippen on the right wing. On top, Hahn takes the three straight away. No good. Rebound to Howard. JJ will bring it up the left side, now towards the middle, pulls up, swings it over to Aird on the wing. Aird drives, gets in deep, hooks up a shot off the glass, no good. Between Ferris and Jerusi there, a lot of length. 5-3 Valley Catholic, coming up on the 5-minute mark in the first quarter. Hahn inside, Jerusi fouled, might be on Vrell coming down. Let me look to see who the call is here. It is on Vrell, his first. So Howard escapes that second foul. Back to the line. Luke Jerusi, 6'7 junior, misses the first one badly. Wow. He went 1 for 2 the first time. One more coming. That one's perfect. So a little erratic. That first one almost hit the backboard first. 6-3. Valley Catholic on top. Grove in the right forecourt. Works back to his left. Gets a little rub screen. Drives. Kicks in the corner. Aired for three. Short. Rebound. Holub hooks it to Jerusi, who gets it to Hahn. Hahn. Top of the key. Hands off to Pippen in the left front court. Out on the wing. Kick back out to Hahn. Hahn. Jitterbugs, nowhere to go with Carton on him. Back out to Pippen. Pippen wants a screen, gets it from Jerusi. Ball tipped. Jerusi gets it, pulls it down, gets it knocked away, and then we have a jump ball. Nice job by Keon Vrell. Alternating possession goes to the Warriors. Jerusi, I think that's where the Warriors want to see them try to go through. He's not very smooth in that low post. Very mechanical. Brought that ball down. That's a cardinal sin for a big guy to bring it down to the level. He had it way down below his waist. Vrell got in there and tied him up. JJ works to the left off of Vrell's screen. Takes the top of the key three-pointer. No good. Rebound inside. Ferris. Ferris to Pippen. Pippen up the right side. Slows down. Hesitation. Drives. Off balance. Missed that one. Rebound. Grove in traffic. Loses it. And now gets it back. Grove pushes hard. 4 minutes to go. Warriors down three. Grove drives. Fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. First free throws of the night coming for the Warriors. A good attack by Andrew. He didn't really have much of an opportunity to get a good shot off there. He was just kind of throwing up a prayer in traffic, but he knew he had contact. So Grove to the line. Coelho coming in after the first one. Grove hits the free throw. He's been playing really well lately. So aired out, Quelo in. Warriors get a little smaller, but I'm not sure that matters much against this Valley Catholic team. You're going to be small no matter who you put on the floor. Into the game for them, they've got 33, Kinder, the 6'8 junior, and Grove hits a pair. Also into the game, Zach Eddy, a 6'3 senior. So they don't get smaller when they go to the bench. Holub is still in. Ferris at the foul line pulls up and drains it. Jackson Ferris with 4 points. He's smooth. Quelo loses it, knocked out of bounds by Holub. Holub probably could have just grabbed that ball before Quelo got to it, but batted it out of bounds. 8-5, Valley Catholic on top. 3:39 left to go first quarter. Warriors with the ball. Get it into J.J. in the right wing. Backs it out. Ferris on him. J.J. got some length advantage. Looks at the three. Hands to Grove. Grove dribbles to the top of the key. Bad pass behind Carton. Carton's got it back. Works his way down. Hands to Grove at the foul line. Little runner. No good. Vrell tips. Pippen rebounds. Pippen ahead on the wing. The 24. That's, Hayworth into the game. Hayworth, a 6'3 senior. Down low, gets it back, off the rim, no good, ball loose, JJ with it. Vrell tipped it, JJ came out of there, throws ahead to Quelo on the right wing, leaves it for Vrell, fakes the three, over to JJ. He'll step back, top of the key three, short, rebound knocked away, Holub with it. Holub gets it to Hayworth, Hayworth back to Holub. Have we got a travel? I looked away for a second when the whistle blew. Shuffle the feet up on top. 8-5. Amity down 3. Dyer in. Carton out. Tough to get shots uncontested in the lane in there. It's going to be hard to get shots off for the Warrior guards. Grove gets tripped up. Get it into Vorel. Keon brings it across the timeline. Works into the right forecourt. Gets a screen from Dyer. Doesn't want it. Now he goes right, leaves it for Quelo. Quelo on top. JJ fakes the three. Tries bounce pass to Dyer. Back out. Quelo, top of the key three. Buries it. We're tied up, folks. Con Quelo with a great pass from Fanny Dyer. Little inside out. The Warriors tie it at 8. Hayworth drives. Gets to the foul line. Out to Ferris. Fakes the three. Pulls up from 17. No good. Rebound. Quelo can't have it. But Grove knocks it away from Holub. Grove drives. Gets it with the left hand. Too strong. Dyer with a rebound. Out to JJ for 3. No good. Crowd was waiting to explode. Vrell tips it away. Pippen comes down with it. 8-8, folks. Minute 52 left in the first. About as good as the Warriors could have hoped for here to start things off. Ferris on the right side gets in deep, off balance, misses that one. He's a little out of control, and he's a little banged up, slow to get up. Vrell on the left wing, drives, kicks, Quelo for 3. Oh, he just missed that one. Rebound, Holub. Ferris did get back up. Was just getting to half court when Holub got that rebound. Hayworth fakes right, goes left, gets to the baseline, picks up his dribble. Quelo on him, out on top to Ferris. Ferris at 25 feet sets it over to Pippen on the right angle. Pippen looking for a screen. Nothing there. Gets fouled by Grove on the drive. That's 2 on Andrew. That hurts. He'll go to the bench and Trent will come in. So now your point, either Vrell or Howard, depending on how you want to set this up. Minute 12 left to go first quarter. That's a 4th foul on Amity. They get it into number 44, Trubetsky, into the game. Try to dump down low. Pass too high for Hayworth. Picked off by the Warriors. Vrell coming the other way. Vrell swings it right angle. Howard drives, gets in deep all the way with the left hand. He's fouled on the drive. No shot. Warriors ball along the baseline. He was fouled below the top of the key, so the ball goes to the baseline on the inbound. 57.6 seconds left to go first quarter. Carton inbounds left side of the key along the baseline. Looking to get it in, lobs out on top to Vrell. Vrell works to the right angle, gives to Dyer. Dyer to Carton on the right angle, extended. Carton backs it out to reset the offense here. Man-to-man defense from Valley Catholic. Carton pulls up for three. Good! Trent Carton, a standstill three. Nobody came out on him. Warriors up 11-8. The Warrior fan base loving it, folks. Hayworth with the ball. Swings it left angle to Hahn. Hahn fakes right, goes left, back to his right, hands off. Pull-up on top. One of the three didn't take it. Swings it to Hayworth on the right angle. Hayworth, pump fake, drives to the baseline. Nothing there. Picks up his dribble, mid-range, off-balance left-hander air ball. Rebound, Dyer to Howard. Howard, take that three, JJ, if it's there. Over to Quelo in the corner for three. Bounces, no good. Hull-up with the rebound. Oh, the Warriors have had several chances. There's a steal by Carton. Pulls up for three. No good. Rebound, Dyer. Inside, banks it. No good at the buzzer. 11-8, Amity on top after one quarter. The Warrior faithful giving a good round of applause. This is KLYC and Podbean. We'll be back. And ready to start the second quarter here from Valley Catholic High School. It's 11-8, Amity on top of the Valiants. On the back of three threes, Howard, Carton, and Quelo, all with a three. Grove hit a pair of free throws. For Valley Catholic, Ferris has four, and two each for Pippen and Jerusi. Ball at the foul line. Valley Catholic ball to start the second. Hahn with it. Cross half court, he swings it over to Trubetsky to Ferris. Ferris on the wing, gives it to Pippen. His pass knocked out of bounds by Carton as he got baseline, tried to hook a pass out. Carton read that well. McShane on the sideline wants those hands up, denying. They lob, and there's the missed shot inside. He gets his rebound back, and Hola puts it in. That is awfully tough with the Warriors' lack of length to defend that little lob in front of the rim. You have to have your hands up to deny the pass. JJ kicks to Quelo for three. No good. Rebound Ferris. Warriors have made three threes, but they've missed four wide open threes. So it's not like they're absolutely tearing it up or something. This is sustainable. Trubetsky from the corner, he hits the three. Dylan Trubetsky off the bench. His first basket at 13-11, Valley Catholic with five straight. Carton starts to drive, spins his way down, hangs, and knocks down the little five-footer. Tough shot by Trent, but he got it. And it's 13-13 here early in the second quarter. Hahn on the left angle extended. Dribbles to the top of the key and hands off to Holub. Holub to Pippen coming around the corner. Drives, left hand down the middle. Short, JJ with the rebound. Good defense there by Quelo. Might have had a hand to the face there. Pippen with a steal, though, on the transition. Leaves it for Ferris. JJ gets run down, no call, and Ferris gets the basket. He's got six. Warriors down two with the ball. Trent drives, travel, took that extra step. He thought he held his pivot foot. The official didn't like it. Vrell out and aired back in. 6:28 remaining second quarter. Amity down two. Valiants with the ball. On top, it's Holub. 6-7. They pull him away from the basket. He's a good passer. And then they run him down the middle. Ferris looks for him. Not there. Ferris works, spins to his left, back with his right hand, and under JJ's arms for the basket, he's got eight. I don't know that we can handle him in the low post or anywhere. He is strong. JJ drives, pulls up, misses the jumper. Rebound Quelo. Quelo to Carton. Carton, Warriors trying to do too much dribbling here. Got to run your offense. JJ calls out the play, gets a screen. Over to Carton in the right corner for three. No good. Air tips it out of bounds. Warriors are getting great looks from three-point range. They're just not hitting a high enough percentage right now. They're probably 3 out of 10 from three-point range. And they haven't forced any. They've all been good looks. Timeout on the floor taken by Amity, 32nd. It's 17-13. Valley Catholic on top with 5:44 left to go in the first half. Halftime, Tim Harsma going to join me. We're going to talk about tomorrow night's game between your Amity Warrior girls and the Horizon Christian girls team. That'll be at Amity. you can't be there in person, make sure you join me on the air. Warriors need to convert more of these threes. They're not going to get much in the paint against this team. They've got three threes so far. The only basket in the paint was a tough hanging jumper by Carton and two free throws by Grove. We're going to have a blocking foul on Quelo as Trubetsky attacks that left baseline. Quelo a little slow to slide over. First foul on either team here in this quarter with 2.5 minutes gone. Ball out of bounds, right side of the key. This is where they like to lob. They don't. They go to Holub. Out to Pippen. He's going to take a deep three. No good. Ferris, nobody boxed him out. Gets the rebound. Misses. And the rebound loose to Dyer. They're letting him play inside. I like that. Carton with it. To Quelo, left corner. Fakes the three. Starts to drive. Loses it. Carton gets it back. Carton backs down Hahn. Fakes. Out to JJ on top. Ferris has him. Ferris, just a big kid. JJ takes the three, short. Rebound. Holub to Pippen. Warriors haven't hit a three this quarter. Holub on top, swings left wing. Trubetsky wants to drive, doesn't have it, kicks it out to Pippen. Pippen, he'll drive, gets all the way in deep. He is fouled. Somebody got him with an arm. He's going to shoot two. Might have been Dyer. No, it's JJ. That's his second. Extended the arm. 17-13, Stell Valley Catholic. Pippen to the line where he is 2 out of 2 tonight. Now he's 3 out of 3. And he's one of those guys that looks like he can shoot free throws all night. JJ and Dyer out. Warriors go small now with Aird, the tallest guy on the floor. At about 6'1". I mean, we list him at 6'2", but he's not. Pippen buries another one perfectly. 4 out of 4, and it's a 6-point lead. Biggest lead of the game for Valley Catholic. Air loses it, trying to kick it in the corner. Trubetsky with the steal. Ferris, right forecourt. He is the one guy that doesn't look like everybody else out there. He drives with the right hand and just bullies his way for the layup. 10 points. He is the unstoppable player they have. He is built like a tank. Looks like he could bench press 300 pounds or so. There's a drive by Quelo. Picks up a foul. He'll shoot two. I mean, Ferris is big. I don't know how else to describe. He's not fat, but he is thick. He is strong. And he's quick. He's explosive. They list him at 6'3". He's not 6'3". He's about maybe 6'1.5". See him standing next to Keon there. Free throw good for Quelo. He's got 4 in the game. But Ferris is a load. He hasn't come out of the game either. That tells you something else, is that they don't remove him from the game, because when they need a basket, they just go to him, and he bullies his way to the hoop or he takes the mid-range. He doesn't like the three. He's passed up a couple of open threes to get to the mid-range and knock down the shot. But 3 of his baskets have been right at the rim, because he just takes that real estate away from you. And he's a man, and we got boys playing against him. That's what it looks like. On top, they swing it left side to Pippen. Down in the corner, Holub skips it back out on top to Maruzio, who gives it up to Hahn, who buries a 3. And the Warriors find themselves down 9. This cold streak by the Warriors from the field really hurt him. Grove with the drive. He is fouled and banks it in. They're going to say no shot. I'm going to say the foul happened before the shot. It'll be the second foul against Valley Catholic. Grove banked that in from about 8 feet as he was getting knocked on the hip check. Carton with it on the left wing. Over to Grove in the corner. Fakes the three, drives, back out to Vrell for 3. It's a good shot, way too strong. Air knocks it loose, picked up by number 4, that's Maruzio. Maruzio at the top of the key, leaves it for Ferris. Ferris doesn't take the 3, gives it to Pippen, back to Ferris. Drives, kicks back out when he's doubled to Pippen. Over to Ferris on the right wing. Backs his way down, Little hook shot, short, and loose ball foul on Holup. Vrell with a good job getting inside position. Third team foul, and Holup's first. J.J. and Carton back in. Quelo out. Somebody else came out, too. I didn't see who it was. Or the Warriors are playing with six. They're not. Loose ball. Aird gets it. Can't save it. Over and back. He got control of it, but then had to tightrope that center court line. Couldn't maintain his balance. 24-15 in favor of Valley Catholic. They're on a 16-4 run here in the second quarter. Warriors were up 11-8 after one. Only scored 4 points this quarter. Missed a lot of open looks from the perimeter. Ferris to Holub in the low post, left side. Backs his way down, off balance, spins, fouled by Aird, I think. It's going to be the third team foul on the Warriors, and it's going to be a shooting foul to put Holub on the line to shoot, too. That's Brandon's first. Holub only has 2 points in the game, but they run a lot of their offense through him. Buries the free throw. Warriors have done a good job of not letting the Valiants run. They've just not been able to put enough points on the board to keep pace with this team. Misses the second one. Aird boxes out and gets the rebound. Holub with three. Aird in the front court. Right corner three. Vrell, no good. Way too strong. Almost airballed it. He's had two great looks from the corner, and he's missed them both. Ferris fouled by Aird, I think. Nope, it's on JJ, his third. That's just Ferris saying, I'm going to get my shot, and you're going to have to put a body on me to stop me, and I'm going to initiate that contact, and you're going to be out of position because I'm so much stronger than you. Short on the free throw, it surprises me. He's got 10 in the game. Has easily been the best player on the floor for either team. Oyua in. JJ out. Howard leaves with 3 points. He hit his first shot of the game. He's been silent since then. Ferris, the second one, missed that one. Also Aird with the rebound. So might have found his weakness. Grove pulls up for three. Looks good. Just off the back rim. And Ferris just throws Oyua to the ground. As Oyua tries to take the ball from him, Ferris just rips it and secures it. 25-15. There's a kick out to Hahn for three. No good. Long rebound. Carton with a good box out on Holub and then chased it down. Carton behind the back to escape Pippen's pressure. Top of the key. Now goes left. Crosses over. Works to the top of the key again. Little weave out on top. Grove wants to drive. Nothing there. Kicks to Aird. Aird. Inside, down low, Oyua, fouled. Ferris trying to block that shot. Ferris not a shot blocker, I'll say that. He's got a lot of strengths as an offensive player, but defensively, he's not going to go up and block your shot. I can't believe they listed him at 6'3", the audacity to do that. He's 6'3", so am I. If we're just making numbers up, I want to be 6'4". Oyua misses the first one. Ferris getting a break. 1:44 left to go in the second quarter. That was his second foul. That's why he's headed out. He had played the previous minutes there. Oyua gets the second one to bounce around and drop in. Warriors back within nine. 1:43 and counting, second quarter. Pippen on top. They swing it right side to Hahn. Back over to Pippen on the left side. They just work it around. Now they look inside. There's a block, but they're going to get Carton for the foul or Oyua. Officials confer. Traveling is the call. We're going to say no foul. Great defense by Oyua and Carton. The officials conferred. They almost forgot to tell you what it was, though. They conferred, then they started to walk away, and they realized, oh, yeah, we got to tell you what the call was. It was traveling. Amity fans love that. Warriors down nine with the ball, 25-16. Grove hands off to Aird on the right wing. Aird On top, Yoakum. Yoakum with the drive and kick to Grove for three. Too strong. Vrell tips, and it goes off of the hands of Jerusian out of bounds. Into the game comes Kinder. Kellen Kinder, the 6'8 senior. About as long as they can get now. They're 6'7, 6'8, 6'7 on that front. Inside, Vrell, little hook shot short. The link changing some shots there. Coming the other way is Pippen. Top of the key, extended. Works to the right. We're going to have a 30-second timeout taken by Coach Ivy. 1:02 remaining first half. 25-16. Valiants on top of the Warriors. This quarter, it's been a... if I can do the math here, 17-5 Valiant advantage. The Warriors were up 11-8 after one. Haven't been able to maintain the outside shooting. Haven't hit an outside shot in quite a while. I think the last one was Carton's three. About 6 minutes to go in the first quarter, or about 6 minutes gone in the first quarter. 1:02 remaining, first half. Valiants to inbound to the left end of the Warriors bench. Get it into Pippen. Pippen works left, drives. Locked out of bounds by Oyua. Pippen slow to get up. Grove checks on him and helps him up. Good sportsmanship there by Andrew, of course. Great block by Miles Oyua there. Nothing but ball. Pippen will inbound right side of the key. They lob into Holub in the corner. Holub on top to Kinder. Hands back to Pippen. Pippen looking inside to Kinder. Not there. Pippen now finds Kinder popping out. Over to Hahn on the left angle. In the mid post. There's the turn. The shot. Two shots coming. That was... Jerusi with the move there. He's very mechanical, but he's long, and it's pretty hard to challenge that shot. They've gotten him to travel once, and they tied him up once. But he goes back to the line for his fifth and sixth foul shots of the day. Misses the first one. That might be the Achilles heel of this team. Pippen's four out of four. The rest of the team is three, made three and missed five, and now missed six. Coming the other way, Grove, 30 seconds to go. Warriors looking to cut this 9-point lead down here before halftime. Grove throws it away. Way behind Yoakum there. Goes out of bounds on the sideline. 24 and a half seconds to go, second quarter. Pippen walks it up. Grove picks him up as he crosses half court. Works to his left. Hands off to Holub. Holub on top. Over to Hahn popping out. He works across the top of the key, and they run a little weave here with 12 seconds. Now Pippen working off a little traffic screen there. Down to the right hand. Down low to Holub. Holub out the other side. Misses the shot. Rebound put back up and missed. And that is the end of the first half as Jerusi missed the putback. Warriors. We're up 11-8, had a rough second quarter. It's 25-16 after a 17-5 second quarter by Valley Catholic. Warriors were led in that first half by Carton and Quayla with five each. Howard with three, Grove two, and Oyua two. Unfortunately, Howard on the bench the end of that second quarter with three fouls. For the Valiants, it was 10 points from Jackson Ferris, 4 points from Pippen, and three each from Hahn and Trubetsky. All right, we'll take a break for a little while. We'll be back with a minute or so to go before the start of the second half here. Oh, wait, we're going to get Tim on here. I almost forgot Tim was coming on. I forgot you were coming on.
I shouldn't have came over.
Get that mic a little closer there. You don't talk as loud as I do. There we go.
No.
So the first thing that we have to do is acknowledge that your 7-iron is your favorite club.
It already was, and it's even more now.
if you haven't heard the news, and I'm sure it's all over Facebook because Tim doesn't keep things to himself. He's got it out there, I'm sure, on social media. It's probably on Instagram, Twitter,
yep.
Facebook, You probably Snapchatted it to everybody you knew.
You know it.
You know it. That's why Tim Rawls. Second hole in one for Tim. He did it on the 17th at Michael Book. Second time he's done it with the 7-iron on that hole. So now the real challenge, I think, Tim, is that you show us you can do it with a different club on that hole. What? Maybe a 6-iron into the wind.
I don't know why I changed that.
Well, it's obviously too easy.
Right.
Hey, girls have a big game tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you knew that or not, if you guys have been talking about it at all. Horizon Christian coming in, the Hawks. They come in with a 15-10 record, 8-4 overall. Warriors are 21-3, 11-1 in their league, and played some of the best basketball we've seen girls play in Amity maybe ever.
Yes. Are you specifically talking about Jefferson?
I am. That last game against Jefferson.
Yeah, the girls put it all together. It was beautiful basketball.
When you say put it all together, what are the things that you were looking for that hadn't functioned at the same time at the level you wanted?
Well, I mean, every game our defense is there for the most part, you know. But we played some of the best man-to-man defense we've played ever since we've been there coaching. And then offensively, we had multiple people being willing shooters, hitting shots, and just getting stuff in our half-court offense. I don't know what the stats were on, like, fast break points, but we didn't have as many as we normally do.
Right.
You know, because Orton doesn't turn the ball over, so you just – but our half-court offense was as good as it's ever been, you know, and just getting shots out of our sets and playing great half-court basketball.
And what I saw that I liked was the psychological – appearance of your girls.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, they shook off any early mistakes in that game when the game was still tight.
Yep.
You know, and whether it was a turnover or a missed shot or, you know, whatever, or a foul, they just kind of let it go and moved on, which I would think is maybe the biggest thing for you guys as coaches, is to see those girls not worry about a mistake.
Yeah, and that mental toughness is something we've been working on all year, you know, and the girls have really made strides on doing that and just letting bad plays go, because they happen, you know. We try to let them know the other team's trying to play basketball too, you know. Sometimes they're going to win the battle, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, we're not perfect, and nobody is in basketball.
Getting people that are kind of perfectionists in their life to accept less than 100% success rate.
Yeah.
I mean, they all need to become golfers for a while, right?
Absolutely.
And realize, like, even in your best round, there are multiple shots that you're not happy with.
You wish you could
go back and, like, I shouldn't have done that. I should have realized what was going to happen. Why did I do that? You know, I lost my focus for a second, whatever it is. And that's when there's no defense.
Right.
You know, like you said, you got five girls on that other side of the floor who are trying to cause problems for you on both ends of the floor. Things are going to happen sometimes, and they're not, you know, especially when you got a kid as talented as Orton, some things are going to happen out there. So.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about Horizon Christian a little bit. Who do we need to be keen on in that game?
Number four is their player. I don't know her name. She's
Alexis Doctor.
Okay. She's their point guard. They go as she goes. I mean, she's going to shoot the ball a lot, and they're looking for her to get those shots. And
is she trying to shoot outside shots or attack the rim? Or
yeah, she does it all, and she's got a quick trigger. You know, she doesn't need much space, and she just lets it fly. She shoots the ball higher than most girls do, so she doesn't need as much space. Kind of right next to her head almost.
Uh-huh.
She's a lot like Orton in ways, like the way she plays.
Though?
She's shorter and she's faster.
Okay.
You know, but she's not smooth like Orton. She's a little more just all out all the time, and will make some mistakes because of that, but she'll make plays because of it too.
So the trick there is going to be to, play tight, but don't foul.
Correct. Yeah. And really, you know, just try to push her to the left. She's a right-hand dominant guard. She can go left, but she doesn't like to. You can tell.
So do you want to play tight, and then if she gets beat, just rely on help defense to be there, and then rotate out of that? Because I don't think she's got the weapons around her that Orton does.
Right, and that's what's nice is, you know, whoever's guarding her is going to have help. You know, we're going to have more of your traditional man-to-man defense with help
sag
everywhere.
Off on the weak side. And,
right, you're not worried about those two shooters that Jefferson has. So there'll be a lot more help there. I think we're pressuring her as much as we can, make her put the ball on the floor and just make life hard on her.
And you assume that she has not played against anybody who has the kind of defensive quickness that we do.
Right.
Because that's pretty rare in girls basketball.
Right, and to have, you know, multiple people that can do it and just kind of wear her down, and, you know, we'll press and try to make her make mistakes as well. I don't think she's quite as heady as Gretchen as far as that goes.
Orton does not get rattled much with the ball in her hand, does she?
No, not at all.
She sees the floor real well. She gives it up when she needs to.
Yeah.
And she'll go. She passes over the defense well, too.
Right.
So, not that she's tall, but for a point guard, she's got good length. She's, what, 5'6 or so, 5'7?
Yeah. Yeah, like I think she's 5'7, I think.
She
finishes well. I'm not sure this girl from Horizon finishes quite as well as Gretchen, but she's got the capabilities there.
I'm assuming they're not a very deep team.
No. I think they only play 6 or 7 girls, and even, I mean, I don't know, almost a one-man show for the most part.
So, and as I look at, they've struggled with Westside Christian, lost to them a couple of times in league. Three times, actually. It looks like once in the district playoff there. But boy, when I look back, like, they haven't played a lot of good schools this year.
Right. No, that's exactly right. And Westside, in a way, is similar to us. They do have quite a few guards, you know, that are a little faster. I don't know if you remember that curly hair girl from Damascus Christian. She's there now. You know, so she probably guards the point guard from Horizon Christian and can give her some problems.
Yep.
You know, but yeah, their schedule is not the toughest, but.
Okay. So let's move off of this for a second here. What do the boys need to do in the second half besides make more outside shots when you have them?
Yeah. I think their defense has been pretty good. I mean, they only have 25.
Which is pretty remarkable, I think.
Right. The problem is we only have 16. We got to figure out a way to put the ball in the hoop. I don't know, maybe trying to move the defense, shift the defense a little bit more because they're big, right? So we got to get those guys away from the basket and get some easier shots rather than all threes. You know, those would be there all game, but I think somehow we got to open that up.
I don't know what our shooting percentage from three-point range was in the first half. I know we made three. I'm going to say that we were probably 3 out of 11 or 12, something like that. We made 3 out of, like, our first 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And then, so it's probably more like 3 out of 15.
Yeah, because we were up 11-8, right?
Yes, we were.
So I
don't know what Devin has told them. It seemed like that was pretty intentional, like we don't feel like we can score inside. I mean, they have a lot of length.
They're very big.
Very long. And sometimes just that ball movement, we've been able to get open looks, but we're not a great three-point shooting team.
Right.
And so we haven't relied on that all year to win games, and now to try to rely on it in the playoffs might be a little difficult.
Yeah. No, and, I mean, just getting the inside-out pass maybe, too, if you can shift the defense and get the easier three-point shot, right, then everything on the perimeter.
But. Well, the three that we got out on top from Trent was one that JJ made the pass from the left side to the right block to Dyer. Dyer kicked it back out to the top of the key, and the defense had sagged off. So we'll see. We'll see what happens here. You're welcome to hang out with me. Offer some insight.
Yeah.
I'm better at play-by-play than I am in analysis, so.
I'll stay for a little while.
All right, Warriors with the ball to start the third quarter. Grove works his way against Pippen. Man-to-man defense for the Valiants on top to Vrell, who was 0 for 2. Gets all the way to the rim and scores. Little overcommitment there, maybe because they've seen so many three-pointers. Vrell with his first basket of the game. Warriors cut it to 7. Hahn on the left wing. Ferris, he's a load to handle, Tim. Out to Pippen for 3. Missed that one. Good box out by Carton on Ferris. Ferris is a man.
Yeah, he's a strong. Definitely looks like a man among boys right now.
He does. And when he puts the ball on the floor, there's just no stopping him. Nice drive. Missed shot by Aird. Rebounded by Carton for 3. No good. He had lots of time on that one. Didn't need to take that. Ferris with the rebound up the right side. Hesitation dribble. Drives. Puts his shoulder down. Gets to the rim and is fouled. I wouldn't want to guard him.
Yeah. He's a tough kid.
My best description is he looks like an offensive or defensive lineman. Yeah, they list him at 6'3". He's not 6'3". He's about 6'1". But goodness. And he's not that quick. It just doesn't matter. I just don't think our boys have played against anybody that strong ever. I'm not sure I ever played against somebody that strong, honestly, that played basketball and handled the ball. Ferris with the first one and misses the second one. Howard in the game with his three fouls gets the rebound. There's the kick ahead to Aird. High post. Vrell fakes, kicks. Carton, wide open three. Looks good. Is! That's a good angle from here.
Yep, that's that dribble penetration and kick out right there.
That time, Trent, feet were nice and set, shoulder width. The other one, he was turned a little bit. Warriors within five, 26-21, a minute gone here in the third quarter. Ferris goes right, comes back left, traveled. He doesn't want to go left.
Yep.
And he couldn't get back to that right hand. Trent stayed on the right hand. He wanted to get back to it, couldn't. Then he had to go left and shuffle the feet. So we got a little pressure here. Full court man. Grove in the game. He's got a couple of fouls. Works his way up against Pippen. Gets across half court. Pippen staying kind of soft man-to-man. Aird with the drive. Gets in deep. Reverse laying up and in. Oh, my. He came out the other side on it, Timmy.
Yeah, they went to the 1-4 set there to bring all the bigs up top, and he took advantage of it.
In the left front court, it's Pippen. Warriors have this down to three, 26-23. Great way to start this quarter. Holub tries to hand off. Carton with a steal. Intercepted the pass. Goes in on Ferris and scores. Ferris didn't want to pick up his third foul. Carton takes advantage of that. He's got 10, and we got a timeout, folks. Full timeout. 6:10 left to go. Third quarter. Warriors have cut this to one, 26-25. All right, so what's different this quarter versus what we were talking about in that first half, Tim?
I think we're attacking. I think he made the adjustment. Looked like they're going to that 1-4, right, which brings everybody up to the free throw line or higher. And Keon got to the rim once, got to kick out once, and then Aird got to the rim. You know, we're getting easy shots.
And I love, and I don't know if this is something that Devin wanted more of, but Carton taking away that easy handoff.
Yep.
And they weren't expecting that. We've given it to them all game. All of a sudden, Carton just steps in there, knocks that away with the right hand, pokes it away and gets a fast break going the other way. Ferris doesn't want to pick up that third foul. Interesting always to see how a heavy favorite reacts when they feel like they're losing control of a game. I mean, we're in the third quarter. There's a long ways to go, but it'll be interesting to see here how they respond to this.
Yeah, it's a gut check time.
It is. Pippen with the ball. Warriors picking up half court man. Swings it out to into the game. That's 24 Hayworth in. One more guard. Another ball handler on top to Pippen. Swings to Holub on the left angle. Holub with Vrell on him. Over to Hayworth on the right angle. Down low. Ferris backs his way down. Hooks it up and in and fouled. He's just so strong. Goodness. Carton had perfect position. He just couldn't hold it.
Yeah. Not much one person can do trying to stop that guy.
Trent says, hey, go talk to my coach. He's got a question about that foul. Ferris to the line. He's 1-for-4 from the foul line tonight. He's got 13 points. Missed that one. Rebound. Hayworth hooks it up and in. Oh, that's painful. You get the stop on the foul shot. Back to a 5-point lead. 30-25. Grove works left, top of the key to JJ, hands off to Carton on the left angle. Hesitation dribble over to Vrell, to Aird. Aird gets to the foul line, pulls up, 15-footer, good. Brandon Aird, he's got 4 in this quarter. Back to 3. Pippen up the left side, hands off to Hahn. Hahn, JJ on him. Got to put JJ on somebody who doesn't draw a foul. JJ's got 3. Ferris backs down, loses it off the hands of Vrell and out of bounds. Ferris flops hard on the baseline. No call there. Boy, Carton's going to be exhausted when this quarter's over because they are just pounding the ball to Ferris in the low post. Carton's giving up, what do you think, 50 pounds, 60 pounds?
At least, yeah. and he's not a small kid either. He's built well.
And he does not look big next to Ferris.
No.
Ferris is thick everywhere. Ferris has got some glutes on him. He's thick through the abdomen. Bounce pass in, down low. They double. He kicks it back out to Ferris. Ferris at the foul line pulls up, rises, misses, gets it back, steps through, missed it. Holub misses. Ferris with the rebound, loses it on the floor, kicks it out to Hahn. Hangs, tipped by Vrell, rebound by Vrell. Keon pushing up the middle of the floor, ahead to Aird. Aird attacks, kicks out to Carton for 3. Too strong. Rebound, Holub. Oh, my goodness. Point blank for Valley Catholic there. Pippen on the wing. He'll rotate back up to the top of the key in the center circle with it. Over to Hahn on the right angle. Holub hands off to Ferris. Ferris at the top of the key. Over to Pippen. Looks at the three. Doesn't want it. Hesitation dribble. He's got JJ on skates. JJ can't foul. And that leads to a lay-in for Pippen. JJ can't pick up that fourth. Parton on the right wing with it right in front of the Warrior bench. Warriors going left to right in front of us here. We're behind their bench. JJ on top. Hands off to Grove. He'll take a deep three. Looks good. Little strong. Ferris with the rebound. Taken away by Carton. Lays it up and in. Trent Carton coming from out of bounds behind Ferris. He never saw him. The Warriors back to within three. 32-29. 3:51 left to go here in the third quarter. What a quarter this has been, folks. Ferris popping out on top. Dumps down a hole up. Blocked from behind by Aird. Rebound Grove. Grove ahead to Carton on the left wing. Carton feeling it. Picks up his dribble. Back out to Grove. Carton again with it on the left angle. Looking for a screen from JJ. Goes left. All the way to the rim. Lays it up and in. Ferris can't pick up that foul. Carton's got 9 in the quarter. 3:19 and counting here in the third. It's a 1-point Warrior deficit. 32-31. Hayworth gets to the mid-range. Awkward shot, but it goes in. Kind of a little stop and pop, but he never elevated on it. Kind of weird looking. They're up 3. The follow-through was nice, though. Carton leaves it for Grove. Center circle with it. Working against this man-to-man defense. Grove to Vrell. Fakes the 3. Drives. Kicks. Aired for 3. No good. Holub with the rebound. Vrell battling, but man, it's tough when you're giving up 6 inches, plus probably 8 or 9 inches in reach total. Holub, left angle with it. Keon on him. Hands off to Pippen. Pippen tells Holub, go to the low post. Hayworth looking for Holub. Back out to Pippen for 3. No good. Rebound Hayworth. Down low, fouled. Is that going to be aired from behind, I think? Warriors feeling some fatigue here?
Yeah, a little bit. It's been they put out a lot of effort this third quarter. And
the pace has been pretty hectic.
Yeah.
Fouls on aired. That's his third. Dyer and Coelho coming into the game. Warriors just need to stay in touch here. You're not going to stay hot for a quarter, but you've got to make something happen on the defensive end. Buy yourself some time. We got JJ coming out, protecting him with his 3 fouls. So Aird and Howard to the bench with 3 each. Hayward misses both of them. Over the back! Good box out by, was that Trent with the box out, or was it Vrell?
I think it was Trent.
I think it was. And Kinder picks up the foul, 6'8", coming over the top of 6'1", Carton. Jay, and we're going to have a full timeout taken by Devin. It's amazing what positioning in fundamental basketball will do for you, though, even against that height disadvantage. How tall is this kid going to be? Marcus going to get to 5'10", 5'11"?
He might be full grown already. Hopefully he gets to 5'10". That'd be nice.
Dad doesn't have any money?
My wallet's in mom's purse.
In cash?
No, my wallet's in Tashi's purse.
Oh, okay. So. Make him get some steps in.
Yeah. He was patient. He was waiting there for a long time.
He was. He was. He's so lanky, I can't tell how much he's going to grow.
Yeah. Hopefully he gets to, you know, that 5'8", 5'10", would be awesome, yeah.
Well, what were you, 5'9", 5'10"?
Probably 5'10", at the most.
That's when you had hair, though.
On. Yeah.
All right, coming out of the full timeout, 2:14 left to go, third quarter, 34-31, Valley Catholic on top. Warriors with the ball, inbounding here to the left end of the Warriors bench. Vrell, it's an end to Dyer, swings to Coelho on the left angle, nope. Looks for Vrell cutting. Got the big guy on him, throws it through the hands of Grove. Grove was cutting so hard. Vrell threw a fastball at him just above his head. That's where you got to have a bounce pass.
right.
Something you can handle on that full run. Even if he had caught that, it would have been awfully tough to do anything with it. 2 minute mark coming up here, third quarter. Pippen, Grove on him, gets a little screen, dumps to the mid-range, shot missed, tipped. And Carton comes out of there with a rebound somehow. So much length in there, but the Warriors get it. Grove, three-pointer, no good. Rebound inside, pulled down by Kinder. A lot of one-and-dones for the Warriors on the offensive end. On top, Maurizio working to the right angle. Coelho on him. Wants to go inside, not there. Kinder on top, swings it over to Pippen. Pippen, terrible entry pass to Hayworth, but they find Kinder on the roll down the left side of the lane, and a good entry pass from Hayworth. That's tough to stop that. Ball through the hands of Grove again. Carton saves it. Warriors down five. Need a basket here. And the ball out of bounds off of Carton. Right in front of the official and Devin. What'd you think?
I think there was some contact there that caused that, but
that's what it looked like. Rough break for the Warriors. They get the turnover. Minute five to go, third quarter. They enter the post. Pass to Kinder. Dyer on him. Goes to Holub. Terrible pass. Too low for Holub. Ball out of bounds to Amity. All right, what do you want to see offensively here, Tim?
I'd like to see him run that 1-4 again, keep everybody high.
It seems like the best way to attack that length, doesn't it? But we're not in it. Carton out top for three. Too strong. Rebound Kinder. Man, he's long. Ahead to Hayworth. Hayworth left wing, backs it out. 45 seconds. Three-pointer missed by Maurizio. Rebound Carton. They wanted a foul. Boy, I can't believe he didn't get a technical there. He was
absolutely
out at half court yelling. Carton works off a little screen, loses it, Holub with a steal, and a foul on Carton on the push.
Oh, my. Makeup call?
Yeah, maybe. But a good defensive play by Holub to get that steal. That's two on Carton. He's asking for a break. Going to get JJ in. You ever take a break?
No, and I never asked for one.
Did you ever tell your coach I need to come out? My goodness. Never in my life did you get me out of a game. I was complaining whenever I got taken out.
Right.
If not directly to my coach, at least in my head I was. Pippen with the ball. 15 seconds and counting here, third quarter. 5-point deficit for the Warriors. Works to the left. Gets to the elbow. Nothing there. Back out to Hayworth. Hayworth. Holub on the right side, drives and throws it down with some ease there, and that's the quarter. A little overplay on the wing, and Holub, I think his eyes got about that big.
Yeah, that was impressive.
His head was up by the rim.
Yes.
Like, that was a serious flush. That's the first time they've had that all game where they've been able to really attack the rim. We haven't overplayed a lot on the wings.
Yeah.
And that's probably why.
Right.
That was one dribble from just inside the three-point line and a two-hand flush that was one of the easier dunks I've seen in high school.
Yes, that was impressive. If I could dunk, that's how I'd do it.
If I could be a dunker, that's the kind of dunker I want to be, one that puts his head up by the rim. I mean, that was Shaden Sharp stuff.
Right.
I mean, the guy might be a little longer than Sharp, but... And we need a video camera like that one. I don't know what that's about.
Maybe it looks like a news station.
It really does. That's a pretty nice camera. Getting ready to start the fourth quarter. It's 38-31. Warriors did a great job of getting back into it that quarter, but the last 6 points of the quarter scored by Valley Catholic. And I think a lot of that fatigue, some of that just the ball not bouncing your way. It bounced their way early in the quarter.
Yep.
On the floor, it's Howard, Grove, Dyer, Aird, and Coelho for the Warriors. It's Valiant ball to start the fourth. Pippen with it. Hands off to Holub, who just had that monster dunk. We probably won't gamble again out there. Down low. On the low block. Back out to Kinder on top. Pippen loses it. Might have traveled. Stolen by Howard. Howard ahead to Aird. Aird. Holub waits for him and blocks it off the backboard. And Aird was out of bounds, didn't get back in. Devin wanted a goaltending, but I don't think so. Do you?
Did he slap the backboard?
I don't think so. I think he swatted the ball off the backboard.
And I think he hit the ball first, so then it wouldn't matter.
Yeah. That was one of those, how good a shot blocker are you? Let's put it up high. And the answer is he can get up pretty high.
Yeah.
You're not going to finger roll on him. We were just talking about that, weren't we, the other day. The first time you played against somebody who could really block shots. There's a missed three by Pippen. Rebound to Aird. Push ahead to Howard. Howard on the left wing trying to force it.
Ooh.
Missed the shot. Tips it back up. No good. And Holub with the rebound. You could see that in JJ's animation there. He was going to really attack the rim. At the other end, Pippen with a little short runner. He's got 8 in the game. It's a 9-point game. Warriors need to stay composed. Run their offense. We haven't seen that 4 high since early in the third quarter, but I'm with you. It seemed pretty effective, especially against this man-to-man defense. Howard on the wing. Pulls up on top, Aird. 10 on the shot clock. Aird throws it away. Grove faked one way, then went the other, trying to get loose from that Pippen defense over there, and Aird went for the fake. Ferris back into the game, replaces Kinder. Pawn in for Trubetsky. Quelo out, Carton back in. 6.5 to go, 9-point game. Warriors need a stop and some points here in short order to make this competitive down the stretch. On top, Hayworth swings to Ferris. Ferris feeds Holub in the right block, extended. Out on top, Pippen fakes right, goes left, hangs, fouled. He'll shoot 2. He's crafty.
He is.
See a little bit of yourself in him when you were in high school?
That was a long time ago. I don't even remember.
The mirror does not look the same. Telling you. I try to remember what I looked like in high school as a basketball player. It's like, I couldn't have been that guy. Now everything hurts and I'm slow. Pippen hits a free throw. 6:17 to go. 41-31 now in favor of Valiance. Hits them both. 11-point game. Warriors with the ball. Need an answer right away here. This one could get out of hand in the fourth. It's kind of what's happened against Dayton most of the time. Howard, a lot of dribbling. Ball knocked away. Hooks it out to Vrell. Vrell fakes. Works his way down to Aird in the corner. Aird hands to Carton. He'll take the 3. Looks good. Halfway down, wouldn't stay. And we're going to get a loose ball foul on Aird. But they've let a lot go in this game. It's been physical. And they've let players and coaches complain a lot, too.
Yeah, they have. I don't know. That just looked like two guys fighting for rebound position. I don't know how you call it one way or the other.
And it didn't affect the play. They were going to get the rebound.
Right.
Which, that's kind of where, as an official, I think you draw that line. Pippen drives, got Grove to fake, to bite on the left-hand fake. Pippen to the line, or to the foul, to the right side, got the lay-in. Now we'll go with that. Vrell for 3, no good. He is 0-for out there today. Rebound, Ferris, he's fouled. This one seems to be slipping away a little bit here.
Yeah, we look tired. I think that run we made in the third took a lot out of us. I mean, it was a good run.
It was a great run. Got it down to 32-31. We haven't scored since then.
Right. You know, we still got time here, but we got to get going and make one more push at it.
Yeah. Full timeout taken by the Amity Warriors. We'll take a quick break and be back here in just a minute on KLYC and Podbean.
Go Warriors.
Hey, you got to listen to Tim and I say goodbye there. Didn't realize mine was still up. Pippen with the ball and a 13-point lead for the Valiants. Ferris, left wing, bounce pass over to Hahn. Hahn, guarded by Carton tight, gives it up to Hayworth. JJ has him, back over to Ferris. They're going to run this clock down a little bit. Hahn, top of the key. 15 on the shot clock, hands off to Pippen, who checks that clock, down to 10. Drives, bounce pass to Ferris for 3. No good. Vrell with the board. Warriors need a basket in a bad way. Over to JJ. Fakes, drives, spins, kicks it out to Carton. Fakes, drives, gets all the way to the rim, scores! Trent Carton's had himself a great second half here. He's got 11 in the second half, 5-second call as the Warriors extend their defense, and Holub lost track of that. Pippen didn't get open quick enough. Warriors get the turnover. It's an 11-point game with 4:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Carton to JJ, back to Grove, left corner three. Good! Andrew Grove coming up big, his first field goal of the game. And it's down to 8. 5 straight for the Warriors. Pippen works left to Ferris. Ferris aired on him with 4 fouls. Brandon's got 4. They work to the left. Hahn for 3, no good. Rebound inside Hola, puts it up, misses. Aired tips out of bounds. Good job by Aird just to clear that ball. Carton had 5 in the first half. He's got 16 in the game. Easily the leading scorer for the Warriors. 30-second timeout coming for the Valiants. We'll stay right here. The Warriors with a tough task ahead of them here. Valiants up by 8 with the ball. 32 on the shot clock. The Valiants are going to inbound left side of the key along the baseline. We'll thank Tim Harzer for joining me there at halftime. Appreciate visiting with him. Tremendous amount of basketball knowledge from that guy. Valley Catholic to inbound. They stack it up on the left side. Out to Hahn. Takes a quick trigger 3. No good. Ah, tipped by Grove off of Aird, and Pippen controls. Resets that shot clock as we come up on the 4-minute mark. Ferris working on Aird. Way out by the 3-point line now as Aird does a good job of bodying him. Ferris kicks it over to Hahn. Down mid-range. Holub turns on the baseline, stripped, offensive foul, swung an elbow in there. One of the disadvantages of being 5-6 inches taller than the guys defending you is that sometimes those elbows catch people in the above the shoulder, and officials will call that foul on you. Kind of incidental contact, but the Warriors get the turnover. Down 8 with the ball, Howard. Over to Grove, sets up the offense, hands back to Howard. Drives left, all the way to the rim, up and in! JJ gets the roll! His first basket since the opening minute of the game. It's a 6-point Warrior deficit, 44-38. Ferris works his way up, gives it to Pippen in the right forecourt. Hahn swings to Hayworth, over to Holub on the left block, back out to Pippen, fakes the 3, drives, missed the shot, fouled. Is that gonna be on JJ? JJ or Aird, one of them picked up the foul. If it's JJ, it's his 4th. Aird, it's 5. It's going to be on Aird. That's 5. I think. Isn't that 5? Yeah, it's 5. So Aird out, probably Quelo in or Dyer. Devin's got a minute to figure it out. And Pippen's still down. Did he cramp up? Looks like he's acting like that calf might have cramped on him a little bit. They're stretching him. He's played every minute of this game, I think, for the Valiants. I think we're gonna, that was a shooting foul. So Aird out, Quelo in. So it's Grove, Quelo, Vrell, Carton, Howard. Devin working on this official here. Trainer working on Pippen on the baseline. He drew the foul. But if this was an official timeout for injury, he's going to have to leave the game. I don't know if he gets, I think it's just a cramp, but when you stop play like this and the team didn't take a timeout, I'm not sure if they let him stay in the game to shoot or if he has to leave the game. Not sure what the rule is. I think he has to come out of the game. Yep. He's like, but I got fouled. They're like, yeah, it doesn't matter. You also sat down and we had to stop the game for your injury. So you have to come out I think so. They have to sub somebody in for him, and I think it's Trebetsky, and he'll go to the line. It used to be that the opposing team got to pick who came in to shoot free throws in an injury situation like that. Kept teams from faking injuries to get better free throw shooters on the line. That's what Devin's asking right now. If he's out and he was the one that was fouled, who gets to pick? Devin is saying, I think I should get to pick who shoots. They're putting their best free throw shooter on the line. The official explaining something to him. Devin not accepting that. He's taking the long walk towards the end of the bench. Trebetsky at the line. Hits the first one. Makes it a 7-point game. I don't know the high school rule on that. Doesn't happen very often, but when you leave the game because of an injury and you're supposed to be shooting foul shots, and they're saying he can't come back into the game until the clock runs. They were trying to put Pippen right back in, but no time has come off the clock, so no play has happened since then. Trebetsky has to stay until the clock runs. Good try by Coach Ivy to try to get Pippen back in. Got to know the rules there, Coach. I'm still not sure about who got to shoot that free throw. He made them both. Drove the drive, left hand up. Oh, it rolls off. Great Statue of Liberty shot there, and it's off of Hahn and out of bounds. Warriors ball. Great job by Carton and Grove to double Hahn in the backcourt. There was no Pippen to pass the ball to. 3:02 left to go, fourth quarter. 46-38. Devin wants a 30 if he's got one. I think he's got one left. We'll stay here. Oh my goodness, folks. That's all I can say. 46-38, Valiance on top of the Warriors. Amity ball underneath their own basket when we come out of this timeout. Four team fouls on Amity, only one on Valley Catholic. So the Warriors are going to have to be careful here about who they foul, because whoever they foul is going to the line. Vrell, Carton, Grove, Howard, Coelho on the floor. Aird is fouled out. Great effort by the Amity boys tonight against the number two team in the state on their court. Carton with it to Howard. Swings it over to Coelho. Finds Grove for three. No good. Rebound Ferris in traffic. There's nobody next to him very close when he goes up because he's so wide. Holub with it. They spread it out. Run a little clock here. To Hahn. Gives it to Pippen in the left forecourt. Ferris left block extended. Carton on him. Goes Kinder on the roll. He traveled. He couldn't handle the pass. It was a great pass from Ferris to Kinder from the mid-block to the cutter. And Kinder just shuffled the feet trying to catch the ball. Grove with it. Works right. Vrell on top for three. We need one. Too strong. Gets his own board. No, Grove gets it. Had it. Lost it to Kinder. Boy, Vrell went flying right past that rebound. He just can't buy one from out there. That's hurt the Warriors tonight. Their three-point shooting overall hasn't been all that great. Kinder loses it on the way up. We're going to get a foul on JJ from behind. That's his fourth. There was some contact, but no more than what they haven't called earlier in the game. We're at the two-minute mark here, 1:59 in the fourth. Kinder to the line, not a good free throw shooter. Misses the first one. Now you say, Jeff, how did you know he's not a good free throw shooter? I don't think he's good at shooting anything. He's missed a couple of lay-ins. He doesn't look comfortable with the ball in his hands. He's just 6'8". He can rebound. Second one. gets that one to roll in. Slid it in along the side. 50%. 47-39. Warriors are 38. Warriors in need of a basket. Quelo fouled. Quelo with a nice drive along the right baseline. Fouled by Kinder. Little pump fake in there. Got the shot blocker to fly up in the air and then drew the foul. Dangerous territory for the 5'11 Quelo. Kahn at the line. Buries the first one. 6 points in the game for the junior guard. One more coming. Gets them both. Clutch free throw shooting from Kahn. And we're going to get a double foul. That's going to be five on JJ if it is. He's out. He and Holub mixing up after the free throw. And that's five fouls on JJ. And unless the Warriors have a miracle comeback, Aird and JJ are done with their high school careers. Both of them on the bench with their five fouls. Warriors still in this, though. They throw long to Ferris. Off his head. Carton trying to find it. Comes out of there with it. Carton pushing up the other way. In the corner to Grove for three. No good. Ball tipped. Dyer can't get it. Pippen does. Minute 39. 7-point game. Warriors got to get another turnover here. Ferris or Pippen in the front court. Knocked away by Quelo. Out of bounds off of Quelo. Good hands by Kahn there. Good defense. Pippen relaxed for a second. Full timeout coming for Coach Ivy and the Valiants. 1:31 remaining fourth quarter. 47-40 in favor of Valley Catholic here in the fourth quarter. We'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back, Warrior fans. From Valley Catholic High School, your Amity Warriors on defense here, trailing 47-40 to Valley Catholic Valiants, the number two seeded team in the tournament. They go to Holup. Mid-post, Kinder fouled. That's a good foul by Dyer. Kinder to the line. He's one out of two. He's shooting free throws. Good job by the Warriors to get the ball into Kinder's hands and then foul him. That's probably who you want out there. Him or maybe Ferris. I don't think you want Pippen, Hahn, or Holub probably. Holub's one out of two. But he seems to have a little bit better shooting touch than Kinder. Ferris is one out of five from the line. Kinder, one out of two. Jerusi's on the bench. He's two out of six. He's not coming back in. Holub is one out of two. Pippen is six out of six. Hayworth 0 for 1. And Hahn hasn't shot any. But I'm guessing he's a good free throw shooter. Kinder buries the first one. Going to have to go to Fallon Ferris now. Kinder with one more. Misses that one. Ferris had it. That's a travel. They didn't call it. Oh, my goodness. That was brutal. On the rebound, Ferris and Holub were sharing control of the ball, and they were both shuffling their feet, trying to get control of it. Minute 11. Quelo pokes it away and then picks up the foul. That's not the guy you want to foul. That's Pippen going to the line to shoot two. So, losing the battle of the boards there after the missed free throw. You got what you wanted. He only made one out of two, but you didn't get the rebound. You didn't get the travel call that should have been made. And then you foul Pippen, who probably isn't going to miss a free throw. He's now seven out of seven from the line. He's got 13 points in the game. And he is their ball handler. He is the guy that makes their engine go. He's got 14 now. 8 out of 8 from the line. Carton pulls up. Back to Grove. You got to shoot and shoot quick. Quelo drives baseline. Hangs. Banks up and in. Job by Quelo. Another basket for him. Parton with a steal. They say he was out of bounds on the sideline. Devin's going to get teed up if he's not careful. He walked away just in time. She's giving him a lot of rope, telling him to be quiet. Devin went all the way to the baseline. Was right in front of Devin when it happened. He was sure that Trent didn't step out of bounds. Dyer's going to pick off that pass, and he's going to get fouled. Wow, Pippen just took Dyer out going for that ball. Dyer had it with two hands. Warriors get the ball on the foul by Pippen's going to the line like he's going to shoot free throws. Oh, my goodness. That's a little showmanship there. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I got to like it a little bit. It's funny. Acted like he drew the foul. Dyer had both hands on that ball when Pippen ran into him, took him out. Warriors get the ball on the turnover. 51 seconds to go. 50-42. Warriors down 8. So this has got to be something quick. Everything's got to be quick. That shot clock is completely irrelevant. It's got to be quick, and then you got to figure out how to get a foul and a stop. Grove with it, coming this way, towards me, all the way in, lays up with the left hand and in. You got to get a quick foul here. You got to get a quick one. They get it. They lose it. Varell lays it up and in. They lost it on the exchange on the baseline. It's a four-point game with 36.8 seconds. Coach Ivy rubbing his bald head with that right hand in disbelief of what just happened. After the made basket by Grove, they had, I think it was Holub who had the ball out of bounds, was looking to inbound, couldn't get it in, and Pippen, their point guard, stepped out of bounds so that he could take the ball. Holub tried to hand it to him as he was coming out of bounds. He fumbled it because after a made basket, you can run the baseline. The other thing you can do is you can pass the ball to somebody else who's out of bounds along the baseline. Okay? You don't see it very often, but it's a great way to break a press sometimes. So Pippen slid out of bounds to take the pass from Holub, I think. And in the process, under the pressure of getting close to a five-second call, they fumbled the ball, and they fumbled it right to Keon Varela, who was underneath the basket, who laid it up and in to cut it to 4. 36.8 seconds. Warriors looking for a miracle, folks. On the floor for Amity, it's Dyer, who just had the big steal. Before that one, Varell, who just had the last steal in the basket. Quelo, Grove, who just scored the basket before Varell, and Carton, who's had a big second half. Trent's got 16 in the game, 11 in the second half. Pull up the inbound, Varell on him tight. They get it into Ferris. That's the guy you want to foul, and they do. Ferris is 1 out of 5 from the line tonight. Carton picks up the foul. That's the right play, though. I think Ferris and Kinder are the two guys you're comfortable fouling if you're Devin. Devin McShane has coached a heck of a game tonight, folks. Ferris at the line, misses badly to the left. So bizarre. His mid-range shot is so nice and sweet, and he gets to the foul line, and it's 1 out of 6. He's got another one. That one's good. 2 out of 7 from the line for him. Warriors with the ball, down 5. You got to move quick. Varell across half court to Grove. Grove drives, hangs, fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot 2. 25.9 seconds, a chance to cut this to 3. Grove to the line. That was a great take. Got into the body of the defender, Ferris. That's Ferris's third. He had 2 in the first half. Just picking up his third one here with 26 seconds to go. Grove buries it. Andrew Grove with 8 points in the game. 6 in this half. One more for the senior point guard. Valley Catholic fans are loud. He buries it. Holub will inbound. Gets it into Pippen. No. Oh, they called the quick foul on Quelo. Quelo had a hand on the ball. knocking it away, but he must have had the left hand in the back. I couldn't see that. He's nodding his head. Pippen to the line. Not the guy you want to foul, but once he's got the ball in his hands, you can't let the clock run. The clock is more important than who you foul right now. Because you can always hopefully get a three for two by hitting a three going the other way. Pippen at the line. Misses it. First miss of the game. He's 8 out of 9 from the foul line. 3-point game with 25 seconds. Got to get the rebound if he misses. He misses. Kinder with the board. Puts it up and in. The Warriors had a golden opportunity. They didn't box out hard enough. Varela at the other end for three. No good. Rebound Kinder again and he's fouled. That might do it, folks. Oh, the Warriors had a golden opportunity. And Kinder with the offensive rebound after the missed free throws by Pippen. Put it back up and in. And then at the other end, he gets the rebound after the missed three by Varela and draws the foul. And he's going to the line. He's got two free throws coming. It's a 5-point game with 13 and a half seconds. If the Warriors could have gotten that rebound after Pippen's miss, they would have had the ball down three with a chance to tie on the three-pointer. Kinder bangs it around and drops it in. He's 3 out of 5 from the line. They haven't been pretty, but they're going in. 13 and a half seconds, 54-48. He misses that one. And Hole up with the rebound, and he's fouled. The Warriors are just getting the length of Valley Catholic has just worn the Warriors out in the second half. 11.9 seconds, and now it's Hole up to the line. That was 5 on Carton. Trent finishes up his high school career by fouling out along with Aird and Howard. Tough loss. They hung in there with the number 2 team in the state. Holub misses the free throw. He's 1 out of 3 tonight. Warriors down 6 with 12 seconds to go. One more coming for Holub. It's been a fun game tonight, folks. Unfortunately, I don't see how the Warriors are going to do this. He banks the second one in. Warriors down 7, coming fast the other way. You got to pull up and shoot. And Grove does, buries it just inside the three-point line with 4.2. It's a 5-point game. We've got a timeout taken, full timeout. Too little, too late for the Warriors. They just couldn't get those defensive rebounds when they needed them. They couldn't finish the game the way they wanted to. Those offensive rebounds after the missed free throws by the Valiants here in the fourth quarter, the difference in this game. 5.7 seconds remain. 55-50, Valley Catholic. The Warriors have put a scare into the Valiants tonight, but haven't been able to finish here at the end of the fourth. The lack of length for the Warriors really hurt. Having Howard on the bench and Aird on the bench hurt your rebounding. Ferris to inbound. That's the guy you'd like to foul. He lobs in. Hahn hasn't lost it. Yoakum fouled. No call. He heaves it up from half court. He was getting shoved. They didn't call it. He tried to jack up a deep three. There's 0.9 left. Doesn't really matter at this point. They had the steal. Couldn't finish. They throw long. Pippen with it, and that's the game. 55-50, the final score here from Valley Catholic High School. Your Amity Warriors hang tough all the way down to the end, but just didn't have enough rebounding in the fourth quarter to be able to pull it off. Give you some quick totals here for the Warriors. Trent Carton leading the way tonight with 16 points. Andrew Grove with an excellent second half. He had 2 in the first half. Ended up with 2, 4, 6, 8, 11 points in the game. Conquelo with 9. Keon Varela with 4, Howard 5, Aird 4, and Oyua with 1. For Valley Catholic, Ferris had 10 in the first half, 14 in the game. Pippen had 4 in the first half, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 14 in the game. And so those are their, were their key offensive players. But what really hurt the Warriors was not being able to capitalize on the missed free throws by getting the rebounds that they needed to get possession of the ball back. The incredible length of 6'8", 6'7", and 6'7", by that front line of Valley Catholic, just too much down the stretch for the Warriors. Warriors finish up their season with a 15-13 record, but they take the number two ranked Valley Catholic Valiants right down to the wire here on the Valiants home court. I want to thank you for joining us for Amity Boys Basketball this year. It's been fun bringing you the games. Don't forget, we've got a girls state playoff game tomorrow night at Amity. I believe that's a 6 o'clock start time. And they will be taking on the Horizon Christian Hawks with a chance to go down to Coos Bay. And we'll see these Valley Catholic boys down there, unfortunately. I want to thank you for joining us tonight here on Podbean or KLYC, wherever you are. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody.